نستغفرك ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a straying. And every straying is in the hellfire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you ought to be feared. Fear Allah, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us with this statement, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَعْزَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in this verse in Surah An-Nisa, O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger, and those in authority from amongst yourselves. And if you differ in anything, then take it back to Allah and to the Messenger. If you believe in Allah and the last day, that is better as a final decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this ayah by addressing the believers. O you who believe. O you who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who believe in the deen of al-Islam. O you who believe in al-Tawheed. The statement of La ilaha illallah. Obey Allah. And obey the Messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah establishes for us a theme that comes more than 70 times in the Qur'an. And that is the theme of obey Allah and obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah commands us to obey Himself and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam unconditionally. Whatever comes from your Lord, obey your Lord and what He has commanded you. And stay away from that which He has prohibited. And obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that which He has commanded you. And to stay away from that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited you. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority from amongst yourselves. Those in authority from amongst yourselves, they are the leaders and the scholars. As the ulama of Islam have explained, anyone in leadership position, and anyone who has the knowledge of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is commanding us to obey them also. But their obedience isn't unconditionally as the obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We obey Allah and we obey His Messenger on anything that comes to us. And as far as those in authority from amongst the Muslims, then we obey them so long as it is in accordance with the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for this reason, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He tells us, if you differ in anything, if you and those in authority from amongst yourselves differ in anything, then take it back to Allah, the Book of Allah, the Qur'an, and back to the Messenger, to him directly during his life sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to that which has been authentically reported on him after his death alayhi salatu wasalam. If you differ in anything, then take it back to Allah and His Messenger. Any affairs that the believers differ in, the judge is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. If you believe in Allah and the last day, and that is better as a final decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests your iman by telling you, if you believe in Allah and the last day, and if you are among those who believe in Allah in the last day, then when you differ in any affair, then take it back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is challenging our iman because He knows that we have difficulty in taking it back to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we differ in the affairs that we differ in. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you believe in Allah in the last day, if you are a real believer, then you will take your differences back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as that is better as a final decision. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is giving us a few points. And I want to emphasize one of the points, and that is the point of difference of an opinion. The Muslims have differed. And this is from the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala hasn't left us alone. But He's commanded us to go back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we differ. This is the solution to the differencing of an opinion that the Muslims find amongst themselves, that we take it back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then if there's any difference left after that, then we disperse. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has commanded us, اقرأوا القرآن ما اتلفت عليه قلوبكم وإذا اختلفتم فقوموا. And this hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he tells us, read the Qur'an. So long as you agree that every ayat has a particular meaning. But if you differ, then disperse. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in this ayah is giving us an etiquette from the etiquettes of differencing of an opinion, and that is, if you differ on that which is from the Qur'an or that which is from the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then you disperse. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam commanded the believers as they were reading an ayah in the Qur'an, and some of them said that it meant this, and others of them said that it meant that. And then the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam commanded them to disperse. We have differed, and when we differ, we take our differences back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if the difference continues after that, then we disperse. This is the point that we wanted to mention, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to combine our hearts on obedience to Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to give us the iman to take our differencing of an opinion back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خط لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا ثم قال هذا سبيل الله ثم خط عن يمينه وعن شماله خطوطا ثم قال على كل سبيل منها شيطان يدعو إليه وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. الله سبحانه وتعالى sent his messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام to make the صراط مستقيم clear to us. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه shows us from that which he has gained from the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, as he said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drew a line, and he said, "This is the path of Allah." And then he drew lines on the left of the right of it, and to the left of it. And in one of the narrations, it said, "Crooked lines to the left of it and to the right of it." And he said, "On top of each one of these paths is a shaytan calling to it." And then he read the ayah in the Quran, "And this is my path, the straight path. So follow it." And don't follow any other path, as those paths will take you away from my path. This is what I advise you with, so that perchance you may have taqwa. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he's narrating this example from the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, showing the believers the straight way. It is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the siratul mustaqim. It is the deen of al-Islam. And Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam made it very clear to the believers that there are other paths. The path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one path, the path of truth. But the path of falsehood is many paths. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was giving the example and this demonstration when he showed that there are paths, each path has a shaytan on it calling to it. These are the paths of kufr. These are the paths of shirk. They're also the path of bid'ah and balala. We know that the deen of al-Islam is the deen of truth, the siratul mustaqim, and that every other religion is falsehood. And also in the deen of al-Islam, that the siratul mustaqim of following Allah, of following the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the straight path. And that the Muslims have invented other paths, each of them having a shaytan on it, calling himself a Muslim, calling the believers to the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleared it, that this is my path, the straight path, so follow it. The path of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those in authority from amongst you. This is the straight path, the siratul mustaqim, follow it. And don't follow any other path, as those paths will divide you from this path. Allah is advising us with this guidance, in order that we may have taqwa, in order that we may be the Muslims on the siratul mustaqim. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the guidance to follow the siratul mustaqim, and to save us from following the path of the people who have gone astray. O Allah, we ask you for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the hellfire. O Allah, we ask you for iman. O Allah, increase us in iman. O Allah, we ask you for taqwa, and to increase us in taqwa. O Allah, we ask you to make us successful over the disbelieving people, and to make us from the people of Jannah. Ameen.